Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities has allocated $7.2 million in federal funding to advance restoration work on the Alaska Highway through the Shakwa Corridor and Canada's Yukon Territory. This funding supports vital upgrades between kilometer markers 1762 and 1790, including road embankment repairs, surface and slope restoration, culvert replacements, ditch reshaping, and aggregate stockpiling. Transferred through the Federal Highway Administration on May 1st, the investment underscores the strategic importance of the Alaska Highway as a year-round lifeline for travel, freight, emergency response, and commerce between Alaska and the lower 48. DOT and PF Commissioner Ryan Anderson highlighted the Shakwa project as a vital international partnership with Canada, ensuring the corridor remains open and operational. Procurement efforts are being coordinated with Yukon officials and shared with Alaska contractors through the AGC network to encourage participation. Looking ahead, the DOT and PF has also secured a federal raise grant to support additional improvements in the corridor. While details of the grant agreement are still being finalized, officials say that planning with federal partners is underway to ensure continued investment. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The state of Alaska has brought in more than $870,000 from this year's Cook Inlet oil and gas lease sale, the highest total in a decade for the region. According to the Division of Oil and Gas, Hillcorp Alaska was the sole bidder, acquiring five leases totaling about 21,800 acres. The company offered net profit share bids of 5% on each case, continuing a new structure now in its third year. The tracts are located near known gas-producing areas, including the former Nikolaevsk unit and Granite Point. No bids were received for the Alaska Peninsula. Officials say the sale highlights the ongoing need for local natural gas development along the rail belt. The full results are posted on the Division of Oil and Gas website. The Kenai Peninsula Borough will host a Hazardous Waste Collection Day on Saturday, June 14th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Central Peninsula Landfill in Soldotna. The event is free for households, though businesses will be charged a fee, and residents bringing more than 55 gallons must pre-register. Items accepted include antifreeze, pesticides, batteries, chemicals, paints, and used oil. Explosives and reactive materials are not accepted. This is the fourth hazardous waste event at the landfill this year, part of the program to keep harmful substances out of landfills and water systems. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
With a deadline for the state budget approaching on June 19th, Governor Dunleavy released a short video on Thursday. He emphasized that the state can no longer afford all of its obligations and must make difficult cuts.
The oil situation has deteriorated. The price of oil has gone down. Therefore, our revenue is going down. So as a result of that, you're going to see some reductions in this year's budget. It's not an easy thing to do. It's certainly not a fun thing to do, but it's necessary.
Earlier this year, his administration preemptively trimmed over $200 million from its budget request in anticipation of the downturn. Dunleavy stated that only essential services will be prioritized and non-critical items may be temporarily removed.
Once we get a better idea what the price of oil is going to be and our revenue picture is, we can make adjustments in the supplemental budget next January with the legislature. If our revenue picture increases or improves, we could look at going back and putting some of these items back in.
Authorities are looking for a small black bear that was seen late this morning in downtown Anchorage. The bear was seen outside of the federal building on West 4th Street. The current whereabouts of the bear have not been reported. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.